You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That everyone is familiar with Torah Tzivananu Moshe, Parasha Re'ilat Yaakov, and also we have in this Parasha, Parasha V'Tchanan, Besod HaTorah Shesam Moshe Lifnei Bnei Yisrael. So this is the Torah that Shavlam Shalom placed in front of Amistad. So now, this subject, that is Arim Miglat, is next to this Pasuk. So the refugees, that they had to go to Arim Leviim, the city of the Leviim. So now it's attached to this important Pasuk that says, Soda Torah, this is the Torah. So it seems like this is the Torah, has some connection to this subject. So now, here, we have to see Moshe ben Aaron Shalom after he was rejected, after 515 tefillot. How did he feel? Hashem said, no, I'm sorry, I cannot let you go in. How did he feel?
Yeah.
Sorry?
Rejected.
Disappointed, rejected, you know, very down. So now, at this point, so you're done. So now, normally, logically, you say, okay, let them to do whatever they want. What is it to me? So if I'm not in the picture anymore, so I go home, so let them do whatever they want. Why not? Why not? So now, right. So now, here, we see Rashi HaKadosh explains that these cities that he put aside was outside the Pharisee site. And they cannot be active. There's nothing to do with these three cities.
It's called,
right. The refugees that they have to be secured by committing an intentional act of murder. But there's no use for it. So Moshe ben Shalom said, even though that the cities, they're not going to be usable till later on when they go to Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to do whatever I'm capable to do. Even though that he has some grudges about the Ribono Shel Olam. Even though the cities are, they're not practical. But he said, you know what? I'm going to do it. So now here, the subject is attached to Zod HaTorah. What does it mean? This is what the Torah is all about. That means, many times you say, you know, what am I going to gain from this? What's the use? So if I'm not gaining anything, why should I do it? What's the use? But here, Torah HaMashmah is coming and teaches us a very, very unbelievable thing. You know, sometimes people, let's say, they're not feeling well. They go to this mood of qahr. Do they still eat? Yeah?
Not really, no.
They don't eat? Sometimes they eat more.
They eat more. Sometimes they eat more, sometimes they eat less.
Yeah. But do they breathe?
Yeah.
They breathe still? Do they wear shoes? Yeah?
Yeah. Huh? They wink their eyes, they move their hands.
Yeah. So there's no connection? You know, it's very interesting. Some people, like let's say David Kram, very upset at the Ribono Shel Olam. They have grudges against the Ribono Shel Olam, and their whole attitude changes. You see, the tefillah changes. They're not singing anymore. They're not happy anymore. So here we see the grudge of Moshe ben Aaron Shalom had nothing to do with whatever he's supposed to do. So now there's a concept that people get a job, right? What does that mean? When they get a job, what does it mean? What does it mean?
Get a job.
Job, yeah. It's too complicated.
It means that they're going to be working for someone in return for...
From what time to what time?
Set time.
Like 9 to 5. So what does that mean? From 9 to 5 they have to go work. What does it mean?
You have to be there regardless of what you're...
That means?
You have to be there. You follow them.
That means?
They keep themselves busy.
That means 9 to 5 is not yours. Is that true?
Yes.
It's not yours? It's not yours?
No, it's about
exactly. He's going to give you a paycheck end of the month. So that means 9 to 5 is not yours. That means if you have the obligation to do your service to Abu Dhabi, at this time you have to be, you have to do the morning tefillah, afternoon tefillah. So that means it's not yours. You cannot use it for anything else. It's not yours. It's not yours. So that means if a worker goes early, comes late, doesn't show up, that means what is he doing?
Stealing.
Stealing. So what's the difference between Abu Dhabi Hashem? So here on beautiful thing, we see the Rashi says, Zot HaTorah. What does it mean? Moshe Abraham Shalom did whatever that he was capable to do. Why? Because if he said, what is it to me? He's not gonna let me in. Why should I do anything? Chas Shalom. He would take something that doesn't belong to him. So that's what the duty of Yehudi is. As long as he has the capability to serve Hashem. If he doesn't, Shalom. It's unbelievable, unbelievable message. And that's what it is. You, God forbid, not feeling well, you're upset, or that has nothing to do with your service of Hashem. There's no connection. But you feel that, you know, okay, you know, Hashem didn't do this for me, you know, it should have happened, you know, I'm upset, I'm disappointed. What do you mean? It has nothing to do with it. On the contrary, the Gemara says, Hash Barosho, Yasuf Batorah. So you have a headache, you have to learn Torah. Has Shalom. You have a stomachache, you have to learn Torah. What do you mean? What is that supposed to the headache doesn't let me. Gemara says, no. You know why you have a headache? Because you didn't learn Torah. You didn't learn Torah. So now if you you take off, that means you make your headache worse. And it's an unbelievable thing. After 515 tefillot, you know what it is? People, like let's say 2-3 days, they retain him, and then say, what happened? Well, I read Tehillim for 2 days. Yeah. People, Moshe Abraham, so 515 tefillot from 2 Be'ab, 15 and a half to Sheva Be'adar, to 7th Be'adar, tefillah after tefillah. The same spirit, the same tefillot, the same kavanot that he had. But instead, no, I'm sorry. But instead, he said, okay, I'm going to do even something that is not practical at this time. You know when it's going to be practical? When they're going to use these three cities? When?
When they're going to Eretz Israel.
When?
When there's a...
When? 14 years later. 14 years later. It just took him 7 years for the war and 7 years to divide the portions. So now you do something, maybe 14 years, it's going to be practical. And what? After you're upset, after you disappointed. And that's what exactly we learned. No, that's not how it works. Zot HaTorah says some Moshe Nisrael. Do whatever you can. If you don't, Chas V'Shalom, you're taking away from whatever that your duty is all about. Hashem is a keno. Is that a shame? That was shame that I was.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.